Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Psychology of International Business Communication. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you are making no progress? Then go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method, Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. What are the biggest mistakes in international business communication? Speaking of mistakes, it is worth remembering that mistakes can often have beneficial consequences. Yes, in our families, during school, and at many workplaces, we were told that mistakes are to be avoided at all costs. In reality, even in a business environment, making mistakes can even increase brand loyalty and trustworthiness. Your reaction to your own mistakes reveals your character, both individually and as a company. And error avoidance in communication often leads to under-communicating, which in itself is a big mistake. Out of fear to make grammar mistakes, we speak less than the situation requires. Out of the fear to make somebody angry, we keep quiet about potential problems or doubts. Having said this, I believe mistakes in international business communication happen at the extreme answers to the question, how different is international communication from communication in your own country? On the one hand, people that would answer that it is completely different may focus too much on intercultural differences and foreign languages. At the same time, they may ignore working on general communication skills that are critical in their own country too. Active listening, intelligent questions, empathy, clear and simple sentences, and a genuine interest in the other. On the other hand, there are people who are typically very successful communicators in their own country. This success may lead them to be insensitive to intercultural differences, especially because they are already successful locally with their communication style. They see less need for trying out other communication styles. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful to you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.